It's Monday, December 15th. I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's Local News Now. Page officials have halted a citizen-led effort to block a land sale for the construction of a data center. It comes after they found errors in the paperwork that would have put the question on the ballot. The clerk says backers of the petition didn't print some serial numbers on each sheet and didn't attach the text of the measure correctly. That ended the referendum, signed by 400-page residents even before their signatures could be validated.
People are feeling kind of cheated or like it was like a petty loss.
Page resident Beth Henshaw organized the petition. She says even though it won't move forward, it sent a clear message.
I think it shows that the citizens want a say in big changes happening to the community and that they do not want the city council to decide for them and that they're not feeling like the city council is representing them.
Henshaw says she won't appeal the decision, but will continue to oppose the 500-acre project by the UK-based company Ruski. She and other Page residents are concerned about the potential environmental impacts of the project. Council members who support it, however, say it'll bring jobs and tax revenue to the city. The council approved the land sale in October, but the land would need to be rezoned before any development moves forward. Crews at Grand Canyon National Park have repaired a break in the Trans Canyon water line that prevented water from being pumped to the South Rim. Water tanks on the South Rim slowly refilled all last week. The fix also allowed officials to reopen Phantom Ranch to visitors this past Thursday. The water line break caused the park to pause all overnight stays at hotels earlier this month, but officials say they expect to reopen lodges in the near future. Mather Campground remains open, but with limited water access. Concessionaires have continued to offer food and beverage services. All outdoor wood and charcoal fires are currently prohibited because of the water shortage. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a shooting late last week north of Flagstaff. According to officials, the incident occurred near Hidden Hollow Road and Highway 180 around 10 o'clock on Thursday night. Upon arrival, they made contact with a person who was taken to the Flagstaff Medical Center with a possible gunshot wound. No further information is available and an investigation is ongoing. Officials in southern Nevada say they've identified some of the cremated remains of more than 300 people found in the desert south of Las Vegas. 8 News Now reports the remains were discovered outside the town of Searchlight in August. Officials with the Bureau of Land Management recently confirmed the identities of 3 of the 315 ash piles. The remains may have come from a recently closed funeral home and had been unclaimed for years. A representative with the business, however, denied involvement. Scattering human ashes on public lands is legal, but a mass dumping site violates federal law. An investigation is ongoing. Congressman Juan Ciscomani has reintroduced a bill that would make Southern Arizona's Chiricahua National Monument a national park. Arizona Public Media reports the Republican says the monument is a vital economic driver for nearby rural communities like Wilcox, and the landscape is, quote, unquestionably worthy of national park status. Ciscomani initially introduced the bill in 2023 and saw support from Representatives Paul Gosar and Gabe Vasquez of New Mexico, as well as Senator Mark Kelly. If passed, it would establish Chiricahua as Arizona's fourth national park, joining the Grand Canyon, Petrified Forest, and Saguaro. A state lawmaker says he'll introduce a bill in next year's legislative session to require public schools that teach evolution to also teach intelligent design, or what he calls creationism. State Senator David Farnsworth of Mesa says he wants to broaden the curriculum taught to Arizona students to include what many believe as part of their faith.
To me, it's all about creationism, that if we're going to teach that men came from monkeys, I think we ought to give a choice.
State Democrats have pushed back and say evolution is taught because it's based on the scientific method rather than a religious text, adding the proposal is likely unconstitutional. They say it would violate the principle of the separation of church and state. Similar bills have been raised at the legislature several times throughout the last 4 decades. A similar measure was vetoed by then-Governor Bruce Babbitt in the early 1980s. Attorney General Chris Mays says her office has won a lawsuit against the Trump administration after it moved to end a disaster mitigation grant program. The Democratic AG says the lawsuit sought to preserve millions of dollars of grant money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for Arizona communities. Such grants have funded improvements to stormwater systems in Buckeye and a flood infrastructure project to protect roadways in Camp Verde. Mays had joined nearly 20 other states in the lawsuit.
I'm KNU meteorologist Lee Bowen. Monday greetings. Strong high pressure remains in place right on through the week. That means a continuation of this very mild December weather. For our Monday afternoon, mountain high temperatures in the upper 50s. Navajo and Apache counties will be checking in the mid-upper 50s. Prescott region in the mid-60s and the Verde Valley in the low 70s. And this is the coolest day of the week's forecast, turning a little bit warmer in the midweek and then holding steady into the end of the week. Sunset this evening, 5:16. Happy second night of Hanukkah to those celebrating.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.